Howdy, and welcome to the latest episode of Let's Talk About. This is the podcast hosted by yours truly, Seb, and joined, as always, this week by my host from the coast, Elliot.
Ah, Reba! Oh. It only really works for one part of this film, I think. Hello!
Howdy. Well, thank you for joining us, Elliot. We're here to talk about yet another Disney film. As per the usual episodes of this podcast, we're going back in time, as we have with all the films.
Back in time, do, back in time.
I don't know any more words, I'm afraid.
No, I don't.
But we're going to 1948. I want to say, can you believe it? This is the film Melody Time, a movie neither of us have watched. And I didn't know much about. I think I'd seen it on like compilations or like rankings of movies. And so I was like, well, this should be interesting. It's a lovely, brisk 1 hour 15. So if anyone wants to give it a watch, it's not too much of your time. Now, again, you mentioned you haven't seen this before. Did you know anything about this film going into it?
When it was announced via our podcast, so we were watching it, the amount I knew was that it was, there's like one section of Disney history before we did this podcast, I didn't know too much about. Or should I say before me and you started watching Disney movies together.
Yeah.
And that started from number 6, which was The Three Caballeros. Or was it Saludos Amigos? Which one was first?
Saludos Amigos.
All the way up to, I believe, number 11 is Ichabod and Mr. Toad. I think it's that one. But basically, it's like it's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I didn't really know.
Okay.
But then, and I'm going to be honest, I can't remember why this happened, but me, you, and another mutual friend decided to watch Saludos Amigos and The Three Caballeros together.
I can't remember why either.
It just seemed like a really weird thing to do on our time off.
It must have been...
We would watch those movies.
It must have been like you heard about it or something, and it was like, or we were like looking for something to watch, and we're like, oh, this looks fun. And then it changed our lives.
It did. Because we're free caballeros, free gay caballeros, they say we are birds of a feather. This does link into the movie, actually, so this works quite well. Anyway, so we watched those two, and then the others I'd never seen. And then in comes, you know, as we start doing the podcast, and I think the first one we watched was Ichabod and Mr. Toad, which I really liked. I think you quite liked as well.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
It was interesting. So if you want to get our feelings on that, we have the episode on that. And then recently we had... Is it Make Mine Music? No.
It was Fun and Fancy Free.
That was one. Fun and Fancy Free, which I have some strong opinions on. not as good as Ichabod. And then this is one of the other ones. So the only thing I knew about it when it was announced was that it was part of these ones that I didn't know much about. I didn't know if it was like The Three Caballeros, if it was like a sequel or a prequel to another one in that area. But before watching it today, I did know that it had been compared a lot to Fantasia.
Yeah.
Where it was very musical, which makes sense considering it's called Melody Time. So I expected a lot of the same things. I expected short clips, all based on music and the like. Wow. And that was my knowledge.
Oh, well, you certainly knew more than me. For anyone who doesn't know anything about this film, the tagline on IMDb is that it's an anthology of animated vignettes set to contemporary music. So that's where the comparisons to Fantasia come from. You mentioned this period of time where they did lots of like anthology ones. Like Ichabod and Mr. Toad was just two stories in one thing. We had Final Fantasy 3 recently. I think there was like 3 or 4 maybe in that one. I think... It's a little bit different to, say, Saludos Amigos, which was, we've talked about why that film was made during World War II to try and win favour with the South American countries to stop them from kind of siding with Germany against the US. But it was quite a nice setup of, we're exploring these different South American countries. They physically went there. Here's some shots of the actual country. And then here are some stories, a little bit about the culture and the food and the dancing and the clothing. And then they do like a Goofy and Donald Duck little animations and like Pedro the aeroplane to kind of really tell that story. Whereas this is very much like, here's some music and here's an animation and there you go. So it's a little bit different structure to that one. But what the listeners and myself are dying to know, Mr. Elliot, is what did you think of Melody Time?
I was concerned going in because when we talked about Fantasia, it was highlighted that I really appreciate the work of art that it is. But it is never something I'm going to think to myself, unless I literally just want that music on in the background.
Yeah,
I want to absorb this as the full piece of media that it is. I don't need to watch it along with it. But then I'm also thinking to myself, what a wonderful world. But along with that, I'm also thinking, why would I even need to put this film on if I'm just enjoying the music? I might as well just put on the music.
Yeah.
So, as I said, I really respect it for what it is. But for me, Fantasia, not necessarily up there for me. So I was thinking, oh, so this is known as kind of like the Tesco value of Fantasia. What's it going to be like? Well, if I was to summarise it, I think I enjoyed it more than Fantasia.
Ooh.
I think it had a bit more story to it. I think Fantasia was very, like, it was building up in terms of, like, the story. So I think one of the segments was literally just, like, shapes and colours.
Yes, literally.
Showing up for music. Which reminds me of, like, the old Windows Media Player, for those who are our age. whereas this one, it was, I liked the music. I think it had a bit more of a range. And I was a lot more into the stories as well. There are certain stories I was like, no, they can't do that, surely. And then they did, which I'll talk more about. But yeah, overall, am I ever going to think to myself, oh, I'm going to put Melody Time on? Probably not. And I said, I already had it on DVD, so I unwrapped that for the first time.
Okay.
Am I expecting to open up that case again? No.
Mm.
But am I glad I watched it? Yes, definitely. It's a little bit of Disney history, and I enjoyed it.
Wow, you heard it here first. Yeah, I get what you're saying about, like, the opening is, like, it feels very kind of random. And I like with Fantasia, it's this setup of, like, you know, you've got the director of music and he's, like, talking us through what's going to happen and everything. Mm. And there's very iconic pieces in that. Whereas this one is a bit more contemporary, which obviously us looking back is, like, almost 80 years old. It's so different. But I think you're right about the stories. Like, there's a few of them that I quite liked. And again, like, the choral singing about what's going on in the story helps. And then you actually, the characters are actually doing stuff and interacting. Whereas, yeah, in Fantasia, it was a lot more abstract, wasn't it? Like, literally, some of them are just shapes. Other times, it's like mute animals or dinosaurs or things like that. So it's harder, I think, to tell a story fully through that medium, whereas this one, yeah, you could actually do that. I thought some of the stories were a bit meh. It's like, yeah, it's a nice little cute thing. I think at the time it would have been very impressive. Again, think about animation in the 40s, you know, it would have been quite groundbreaking. Some of the stuff though I was really impressed by, which we'll talk about, and some of the stories I really liked, I thought they were quite cool. But yeah, a little bit of a mixed bag, but I think the music was quite nice. And I did find myself kind of nodding and tapping along to a lot of it, which is kind of what you want from a story like this. There's probably one or two pieces I probably would revisit, actually. And I think similar maybe to Fantasia, there's a few that you would probably put on. But you're right, with some of them I was like, I could just listen to this. I don't feel like I need to actually watch the screen. It's not really giving me much. So that's my review.
Very nice. Shall we deep dive into these pieces one by one?
I think we should. I'd love to know how many of the segments you can remember, because I watched this afternoon, as I think you did.
Hmm. I mean, I made notes.
Ah.
So, unless you want to play the game, I don't use my notes, and I see if I can remember them.
Maybe.
okay. I'll do that then. So there's seven segments. I'm going to go to my notes if I can't remember. What I will say is I really liked the intro. And obviously, because these are pieces and individual things, there's nothing quite spoiler worthy. But, you know, we are going to go into every single one. So if you haven't seen it yet, you want to, you don't want to know anything about it, stop it now.
Yeah.
Go watch it. Come back. But anyway, that's your half a spoiler warning. Yeah, I thought the intro music was very good. I thought it took us straight into whatever world was first. Getting well already. Oh, no, I remember. But yeah, I can't remember the names of each individual segment. The first one involved a male human and a male bunny falling in love with a female human and a female bunny. And the music was pleasant. And the story was a bit all over the place. There was a whole section where they were in love, and then something happened and they weren't, and then they stormed off, and then it's funny because, little pun here, they're on thin ice.
Yes.
And then it cracked, and then somehow this frozen lake ended up being a waterfall, which was kind of confusing, but anyway, it did. And then, like, the males couldn't save the females, but that's okay, because then the other woodland creatures came and helped, and then they all landed, and then that made the males all hot and bothered, so they melted into the ice, and then they lived happily ever after. That's what I got from the story.
Wow, it's funny, it's like word for word the summary on IMDb. No, I think my word to describe this segment, Once Upon a Winter Time, would be the word pleasant. I think, yeah, it was very nice, pleasant music, the animation was cute. It was quite funny seeing the parallel of the humans and the bunnies. I do like how the squirrels and the birds did all the heavy lifting at the end, literally, as well as for the story. And yeah, the melting in the snow is always cute. Not really much to say. Again, I was thinking through that one. Oh, I sure hope the rest aren't all like this. But that was a bit of fun.
Yeah, it was very, like, there was nothing special about it for me.
No.
It wasn't bad. But I just, yeah, I wouldn't be bothered if I never saw it again.
Yeah.
The second one, however, if I'm remembering my order correctly, was very much my cup of tea. I believe it was called, and this is the only one I might remember the name of, Bumble Boogie.
You're correct.
Ah, because I remember thinking, like, why does that make sense? Oh, because it's the thingy of the bumblebee.
Fight of the
and
bumblebee.
It's like it's more upbeat. That's the one. That's what I said. and now it's like, you know, it's like the bumble. Without a B, so it's Boogie. That was very good. This was one where I think the music was so good. I mean, obviously, it's Flight of a Bumblebee, but it was a bit, you know, jazzed up. That even though the story was quite minimal, it was just a bumblebee trying to escape flowers, trying to eat it.
Yeah.
I thought it worked quite well. So even though there was much less going on, I much preferred this one.
Yeah, this was a highlight for me. As soon as it was Flight of the Bumblebee, I was like, what's a bit of fun? Famously, well, I don't know if it's that difficult of a piece to play, but it certainly sounds difficult. I think the jazzed up version really works for it. But the choice of the animation was really cool. They went, just have a little bee, and then all the timings and everything works perfectly. And then I'm glad it went all weird and abstract, and they had, like, he's flying into all the flowers, and then, like, they turn into, like, piano pieces, and then they assemble into, like, a big monster to try and get them, and then all the colours go weird, he's trapped in a cage, and there's, like, all this stuff going on, and that was really cool. That was one of the best parts of the whole thing. I would like to give another visit, I think.
Oh, very nice. So there we go. Both agreed there. We're agreeing so far. That's good.
Ooh.
The third one I have had to check, because I thought the next one was the fourth one. I thought it was like a little mini one. I couldn't remember what it was. But apparently the next one was the Appleseed guy.
Johnny Appleseed.
This was probably my favourite story one.
Yeah.
It was a bit stupid. but in short, it was a guy who was really good at apples and planting apple trees. And then his guardian angel was like, you should go and somewhere else and do this. And he was like, oh, but it's dangerous. So he put him like a little pan on his head to protect him. I was like, sent him off on his merry way. And he was in the woodlands and he just kept making apple trees. And then he became friends with the woodland creatures, including a cat, which I'm pretty sure was actually a skunk.
Yep.
And then he just constantly kept making apple trees for the rest of his life. And then he died. But then he made apple trees in heaven.
Honestly.
What a story.
Yeah, this is probably my favourite story, I think, of all of them. It's very, like, you don't really know where it's going. He's, like, whistling and singing as he's planting his trees, and then the rest of the pioneers are heading west. And he wants to join them, but he's not sure, because he's, like, he's not strong like the rest. And, yeah, I like his guardian angel is dressed like a kind of a Wild West kind of adventurer with, like, the raccoon hat kind of thing. And the narrator's like, because that's how he envisioned, like, a guardian angel, which is quite fun. And, yeah, I really like him being friends with the wooden creatures, because, like, he was the first human who, like, didn't have a gun and didn't attack them and everything, and that was really cute. And, yeah, it's like, all he needed was his apple seeds, his holy book, and a saucepan on his head, which is apparently all you need. And then he planted seeds throughout the entire Wild West, I think, and I did like the callback to then the start of the story, where it's like, it looks like clouds, but it's not. He's actually planting apple trees in heaven, which was a very quaint little way to end the story.
It was. Very funny lyrics as well in the songs that you were singing.
Yes.
It made me have a little chuckle. So the fourth one, I believe, was the tugboat one.
Was that the fifth one? So after Johnny Appleseed, there's Trees, which is the mood piece set to Joyce Kilmer's poem. Was that before the boat one? I thought it was after. Oh, well. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's do the tugboat, because I've got one that was... I think the fifth one might have been that one.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. Anyway, the tugboat. Cool, that escalated quickly.
It really did.
It was just like, oh... There's a daddy tugboat and like a little child tugboat, and the child tugboat was doing what child things do, and it was playing around, and it did a few annoying things. And then he went to help and somehow took down an entire city like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Because of that, he got banished from like 12 miles away. The dad had gone from like being this like well-respected tugboat to now like looking ill and carrying trash.
Yeah.
And then he got into a storm. And I was like, what happened? It went from, like, this nice childish thing to all of a sudden, like, death, destruction, and, like, terrible consequences. But then he became a big boy, and he rescued the other ship, and then everyone was happy.
Yes, because he was Little Toot, and then he became Big Toot. Yeah, this was a fun one. It was funny how he's then, like, arrested. I was like, oh, is he being sent off to military school? Oh, no, they're just banishing him from the rest of the harbour. And then he gets struck by lightning, which makes him really fast or something, which helps him save the day. And yeah, the whole thing just reminded me of Pedro from Saludos Amigos with the little aeroplane. Oh, yeah. I much preferred that one. I think it works much better, especially with the narrator and everything. But this was a little bit of fun, even if it was a bit, escalated very quickly.
Yeah, it got quite sad at one moment. I thought it was going to end as Race were taking him to the 12-mile bit. I thought we wouldn't end it here, would we?
No.
You know, Dad's life ruined. He's been abandoned. He's going into a storm. But yeah, I liked it. It was good. The fifth one is one I feel like was the Trees one. Because I remember basically it just ended so quickly. I feel like there wasn't really a story to it.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, that's the end of that.
Because this says it's a mood piece that was set to musical treatment of Joyce Kilmer's poem. So, yeah, I don't think it was envisioned of being very long anyway. Because I remember being like, not long after the whole thing about the apple trees, I was like, oh, there's a lot of trees in this film, aren't there?
Well, there we go. See, I have no thoughts on that because I barely even realised it happened. But, you know, I wasn't upset when it was happening.
No, so I...
That's a plus.
I only remember two things from it, which isn't very good. But it sets up the picture of the first tree. And then they say, oh, we're going to add some colour. And then we're going to add some music. Oh, yeah, that was the thing that reminded me of Fantasia. Because it was saying, like, here's a piece of music so that we want to add some animation to it to make sense. And there's that really nice drawing of, like, a tree. And they're, like, shaded parts of it blue. And the other parts, like, orange. It was a really cool kind of artsy picture. And then it changes to like a kind of translucent tree. And they've got like the lake in the background. And the lake's got the sparkles on it. And as they're panning across, the sparkles stay on the lake. And then it cuts to like the redwoods. Because they were like the really big trees. But that's honestly, I can't remember anything else.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Then number six came. So the Apple Tree one was like my favorite story. And the Bumble Boogie was like my favorite music.
Mm.
But this next one was my favorite altogether, I think. Because it brings back the OG three. One of the reasons we got into the podcast in the first place. The three Caballeros. And I, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I ain't got a clue what was going on with most of it. They were just they were having a riot. They were sad. And all of a sudden, there was colour. Then I'm pretty sure they got the same woman that was in Saludos Amigos.
She looked familiar. It must be, right?
Yeah. If that or they just dressed her up exactly like they dressed up the other woman. In which some could say, well, isn't that just how they dressed in Spain at that time? In which case, yeah, sure. Sue me. but either way. And yeah, it was a bit of fun. The music was great. The characters were great. I didn't know what was going on. It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, this is Blame It on the Samba. So dance originating from Brazil, I believe. So Donald Duck and Jose Carioca. I couldn't remember his name. He's the green bird from, I'm guessing, Saludos Amigos. Because the other bird isn't the third one. Because that was the chicken from Three Caballeros.
Chicken Little.
No, not Chicken Little. What a crossover that would be, though. The Four Caballeros.
The sky is falling.
No, they're like dancing. There's a stupid kid like being attention seeker. It's like, oh, this is great. Yeah, I like the setup where they're like really blue and he's like tries to serve them food and then he just like plays music until it turns them normal colours again. And then he just makes a cocktail and he throws them in. And they're like, I like that sequence where the lady's playing on the organ. She's really good as well. And they're like dancing on the piano and they're like pushing each other off and everything. And he's like playing around. It did remind me of one of the other ones where it gets really trippy. And like Donald Duck's had some kind of drink or something. And he's like completely tripping out. And there's all these ladies and everything. It reminded me of that, which was a bit of fun. But yeah, I really like the music of this one. The accordion, not the accordion, the organ seems kind of very random. Then I liked all the maracas and the drums, and oh, it was fun.
Very good. And then you come to the final one, where it was a bit of live action for a little bit.
Mm.
And I really liked the live action bit. I really liked the music to it.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. And then it went into the story on whatever his name is.
Pecos Bill.
And yeah, we'll go with that. And, you know, it reminds me a little bit, not story or music wise, but in terms of how I felt during it, of like the first bit, just a little bit better.
Okay.
Like for me, I didn't find it amazing. I didn't think the music was like, whoa. I didn't think the story was like, whoa. But I thought it was okay. I enjoyed it. But compared to like some of the other ones we spoke about, for me, it wasn't as good. But what about you?
Oh, yeah, this was, it may have been too long, perhaps. Because it's kind of like you don't really know where the story's going. It's like, yeah, because the setup, as you said, was like live action. I quite like that shot where they got like the campfire, the cowboys, and they're all singing and dancing, and then like they've got the animated like background. It was all kind of very seamless, actually. I was quite impressed with that. And then like they tell the kids a story about Pickles Bill because they're saying about the coyotes, and then it gets to the story, and the story is quite fun. Reminded me a little bit of Jungle Book. Because you've got the coyotes look after the kid, just like Mowgli. And then he's just crazy. And he grows up to be really crazy and gets a horse. And they go around doing lots of stuff. And then it reminded me a bit of Moana. Where it's like, you know how Maori like gave them all rain and the sun and everything like that. And this was the same. It's like all the gold in the valley comes from... Was it he beat up a bunch of bad people and all their gold fillings fell out. And that's where all the gold comes from. And other stuff like, I can't even remember now. They said about...
Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. He made it because he needed a quick way to get to the coast and all this other crazy stuff, which was really fun. That whole segment was quite cool about tall tales. And I thought they could have ended it there, maybe. But it didn't, unfortunately. It carried on with his sweetheart, Slewfoot Sue, who was quite fun. Except for her stupid... bonnet thing, which made her keep bouncing until she went to space, which seemed very random. I loved how the horse was completely crashing out because his mate has abandoned him and he's like not going to let her don't marry him.
I think that's fair, though. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was That was all of it.
Yeah.
It was like, I enjoyed it more than Fantasia. I think Fantasia's an experience.
Mm.
I think, you know, and I think as a piece of art, Fantasia is much better than Melody Time. But in terms of something just to sit down and watch, I much preferred this. Again, would I do it again? No. Was it better than Final Fantasy III? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it better than Three Caballeros and Los Amigos? Of course not. But it was good. And there's only one more, I think. Other than like the new ones, because we've got like Elio in a Pixar movie and Zootropolis 2.
Mm.
Or Zootopia 2, depending on where you're from. I think there's only one more Disney movie I've not seen now.
Ooh.
Which is the Make Mine Music one.
Yeah.
Which is... Because I think this was number 10. Number 9 was Final Fantasy 3. 6 and 7 were Sludos and Three Caballeros. So number 8 is Make Mine Music. So yeah, I'm looking forward to watching. Who knows, it could be the next one we see.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, there was... I think it was in Johnny Appleseed. I really liked towards the end where he's like getting older and he's like still going across the country and helping everyone. And it gets to the point where like all the communities are there and they're all making apple pie and apple strudel and all this other stuff. And little chipmunks eating the little pastries, which is quite fun. And it's quite nice because they're like the Native Americans are like dancing along with all the pioneers and everything as well, which was quite cool. And it was like just presented in quite a nice light as opposed to like the last story, which is a bit more, the painted Indians, they're like throwing paint on each other. And that's where the colorful rocks come from in the West. So, oh, okay. I thought the first one handled it a lot nicer than that one. Yeah. Other than that, the stories were quite fun. Which was the film with the, with that jazz number. And there was like the animation where like it was in the big city.
Was it Fantasia 2000?
Oh, it might be, yeah, you're right.
I'm not too sure, though.
Yeah, because what you said about, like, what would you rewatch? Like, I probably wouldn't sit down and watch this again. I'd definitely watch The Bumble Boogie. And I'd maybe... I like Johnny Appleseed, but I probably wouldn't want to watch it again. Whereas, like, Saludos Amigos, I would sit down and watch the whole thing in a heartbeat. And I just think it flows so much nicer. And I enjoy all the segments. Whereas this is, it's very like each random thing. And it's quite nice, but again, it's the type of music, isn't it? Like, we really liked that jazzy piece in Fantasia 2000. And I liked all the music in this, but none of it was like, you know, amazing. Whereas in Soul, that piece he plays on the piano, I watch that just every now and then on its own because it's so good. But for a film that's 80 years old, pretty fun.
I agree. I think they did later on. I think they started releasing these as like just shorts.
Yeah.
And some of them actually did a lot better on their own, which makes sense. But yeah. But anyway, those are our thoughts on Melody Time. But of course, have you seen this movie? And I'm not talking to you anymore, Seb. No, I'm talking to the listener. Or plural. Who knows? Listeners. Have you seen this movie? If you have, what do you think? If you haven't, do you want to give it a watch? Well, we'd love to know your thoughts. So if you have any thoughts or any questions or anything like that, please feel free to express them to us. But Seb, how can they do so?
That's a great question. Well, you can write a piece of music and get an animation for it. If that doesn't work, you can email us at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com, or you can message us on a little app called Instagram. You may have heard of it. Our handle is lta.podcast. I just remember there's a little bit of trivia for this film. I don't know if you looked into any bits. Ooh. For this.
I have looked into nothing.
Love that. Most of it's like from the Johnny Appleseed segment because it's one of the rare pieces that's actually based on a historical figure. It's, yeah, because I don't know if they mentioned his exact name, John Chapman, at the start. But yeah, he introduced the apple tree to all the different stuff, which was cool. There's other stuff about it. It's like one of the rare times where they used like kind of religious kind of stuff in it because he's like a God-fearing person, all that kind of stuff. Other than that, it's just mainly stuff about that, making pies and everything. But it's the third film teen up Donald Duck and Jose Carioca, following Saludos Amigos in 1942 and the Three Caballeros in 1944.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
But now we come to mine and Seb's favourite segment. No, not was it based on the book? No. But what Disney movie are we going to be watching next? Well, I'm now about to spin that wheel. You can't hear it. You can't even see it. But you just can't trust me. The wheel is currently spinning. It's slowing down. And it is landing on... It's going to be a Disney movie. It's going to be one either love or hate. It's going to be one that I am not a fan of.
Oh.
But I'm intrigued to see, because I would say that this is my least favourite Disney movie.
Damn.
Of all of them, I do not like this one. But I want to see if after not seeing it for a decade, going back into it in my 30s, will I actually love it? Any idea what it could be?
Oh, what would you not like? Is it a 90s film?
Pass. It's a long title and it involves someone with a physical ailment.
Is it The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
It's The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Is that a 90s film? It is, 96. Have you seen this movie?
I don't know. I may have seen it as a kid. I know bits of the film. I've listened to some of the music in past current years. And I've been very interested to actually watch this for this podcast. So I'm quite looking forward to this now.
Well, seeing as it's in your favourite period of Disney movies.
True.
This will be interesting to see. So, where were they? Oh, my. English went then. So that's what we're going to be watching this week. And hopefully, if all goes well, releasing as an episode next time. So, thank you very much for listening. But of course, on this podcast, we like to just share a few words just to give you something, just to get you through this next coming week. So, Seb, have you got something spectacular to share with our listeners?
Well, there's so much dialogue in this film, so many iconic quotes. I struggle to choose from them, so I've settled on a few options, but I'll probably go with this one. So with a huff and a puff and a chug, chug, chug and a perky little hoot, we introduce our hero, the tugboat, Little Toot.
I think that's perfect. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Bye.